Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Trad Reviews on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner. On this episode, I am joined by Jason Guardiano and Danny Fitton. Jason, Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is a members-only episode and is not available for individual purchase and download. To receive access to all Restoration Radio episodes, please visit truerestoration.org/radio and go to the member area on the menu bar to find out details on becoming a member. Well, gentlemen, this is a while in the making. We talked about doing this last year, but obviously it was difficult over the Christmas period and everyone's kind of back to work now. And we can talk about this. Interestingly enough, we've never done a Trad Reviews on Star Wars. And I suppose we knew that the movie was coming out and we knew that we would discuss it at some point in the future. And we're not the only Catholics in the world who like Star Wars. So I want to start by asking two questions. And Jason, you can answer first and then Dan. How long have you liked Star Wars? And how do you think that relates to being a Catholic?
Well, I've been a fan since the 1995 VHS tape release, if people remember those. I was in Nova Sordo Elementary School at the time, and I viewed it as, you know, just entertainment, you know, nothing, you know, just a harmless thing. And it's funny now that people kind of make it a replacement religion. But as a Catholic looking back now, it was something that did take up a lot of time because you would entertain yourself with the movies, you know, over and over, and then you'd indulge in the soundtrack and the toys and the merchandise. So in a way, you do see that as a cultural touch point, you know, this is the replacement saints, the replacement sort of devotion. I mean, looking at the series of movies as a Catholic now, you look at, you know, the good themes and the bad themes. I believe when I was younger, I put a lot more meaning into it than was actually there in the movie. You look at the themes of responsibility or sacrifice or counsel. But then you look back now and all of the Eastern religion influence, you know, the self into nothing, quote unquote, balance of the force, the glorification of evil. The force is some kind of neutral, chaotic thing. And of course, all the political themes, you know, these are all things that, you know, as a Catholic now, you don't want to be a part of. So I followed all the movies up until Revenge of the Sith, the 2005 movie. And then I kind of winded down, you know, with the movies because it was done. And in 2011, it was good to let it go and just get, you know, not have to think about it. But then, of course, now with the new movie and the Disney purchase, they bring you right back in. You know, obviously now as a Catholic, it's you can be much more conscious about what it is you're actually watching.
Yeah, I think I'll jump in at this point, Jason, because I've been a Star Wars fan or a science fiction fan pretty much as long as I can remember. I used to sit and watch them with my dad, you know, the original unedited pre-George Lucas revisiting versions of Star Wars. And also that's how my love of science fiction came about, really. And so I grew up, you know, bearing in mind I was a non-Catholic till about 10 years ago. So I grew up sort of pretending to be a Jedi and wearing the hoods and playing around with the lightsabers with my friends.